It might surprise you to discover that almost half of all Australians over the age of 15 are believed to be living with a chronic condition, and that could be something like arthritis or diabetes, heart disease or cancer. Research shows these people are more likely to be unemployed or living alone. The study comes from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, and as any guest reports, it's feared the pandemic may be making the lives of people with chronic illnesses even harder.
In 2015, 67-year-old Richard Creek was diagnosed with diabetes.
I had no idea what it was or what it was like, and it was a shock to the system. You get stressed sometimes because when if it stays high for too long, it affects your eyesight and you start getting blurry. There's so many things that you've got to monitor and keep on top of.
As a truck driver in the central Queensland town of Emerald, he found managing his condition challenging, and it got even harder after an accident 4 years ago.
I broke my back, I fractured 4 vertebrae and smashed my hip up. I'm still not allowed to drive a vehicle. I really couldn't work at my normal job, so I had to leave. But my diabetes has just got out of control after the accident. And I check my blood sugar level 7 times a day.
With diabetes and back pain, he's one of an estimated 47% of Australians living with at least one of 10 chronic conditions, including heart disease, mental illness, arthritis and cancer. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare surveyed 30,000 people between the ages of 15 and 64. Catherine Folks from the Institute says there were some common threads.
And it found that people were more likely to report poor health if they were living alone, if they were renters compared to homeowners, if they had no tertiary qualifications, or if they were male.
The report found that people with chronic illnesses were less likely to be employed. Is it known whether that's because of the chronic illness?
So we don't know that. 80% of people without a chronic condition were employed versus 71%.
The 2017-18 Institute survey also showed people with chronic health conditions were twice as likely to depend on government payments and more likely to live outside major cities. Mark Metherill from the Consumers Health Forum doesn't think much has changed since.
You know, we can expect that COVID will make life tougher for many people who have socioeconomic challenges as well as chronic conditions, and of course the two often go together.
Mark Metherill from Consumers Health Forum ending any guest's report.